The University of Colorado Boulder Centers for Study and Prevention of Violence has received a $2 million federal grant to help Colorado schools address gun violence by tackling the social and cultural roots of violence. According to a university press release, 2022 has already been a record year for gun violence in school settings, with 40 school shootings registered nationwide, killing 34 people and injuring 88. CU Boulder indicates that new funding will go towards developing a system for managing mental health referrals within K-12 schools. The new grant is in the latest in $100 million the University Violence Research Center has received in its 30-year history. Today is Election Day, and voting centers around the state have seen a steady flow of people voting in person and dropping off their ballots. Maeve Conran checked in with voters in Boulder on how they're feeling about the election.
There was a steady stream of voters dropping off ballots at the clerk and recorder's office in Boulder on Monday. No problems have been reported here, but for voter Randy Liss, election security was still a concern.
I am frightened, to be honest with you, about seeing people with, there's nobody here, but I see on the news that people are standing by ballots with guns and cameras and things like that. Voter intimidation.
Liss says he has full confidence in the local election system, but maintaining the integrity of elections here and around the country was front of mind as he cast his vote.
Making sure I do what I can so that no election deniers are elected to office.
Another voter, Stefan Steiner, was also concerned about election integrity, but his concerns lay with the election officials.
There are going to be anomalies throughout the election process, but here I feel secure.
In a city where registered Democrats far outnumber Republicans, Steiner feels like an anomaly, but he says he hopes his ballot will make a difference.
I hate discussing my conservative views because nobody in Boulder thinks like I do. But I am a conservative, I'm an old guy, and I don't think what's going on at the moment is working very well, and I would like to see some changes made.
For voter Kelly Ware, there's a lot at stake in this election.
I have a trans son, and I'm concerned about his rights and the way they're disappearing, and also just to maintain our freedom to vote and freedom over our bodies.
Voters have until 7 p.m. this evening to drop off their ballots or to vote in person. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Maeve Conran.
RTD will begin repairs on a four-mile stretch of Denver's light rail where a train car drove off the tracks in September. The R-Line derailment caused three passenger injuries. Recently, RTD filed a confidential investigation report to state regulators with information regarding the incident and plan for repair. Crews began working on the damaged rails on Friday, according to a press release, as they work on repairs. They will also maintain and repair some train power lines. RTD has not publicly released its investigation reports, but Deborah Johnson, RTD's general manager and CEO, said in a press release that RTD has been working as expeditiously as possible to restore full service to the impacted four-mile stretch of the R Line corridor. Boulder County Public Health is urging families to take extra caution as respiratory virus infections increase hospitalizations among infants in the Denver metro area. KGNU's John Kellen reports.
This high surge in respiratory syncytial virus infections, or RSV, is straining limited capacity hospitals in Denver, already burdened by COVID-19 hospitalizations. RSV is a common illness that can cause mild cold symptoms, but can also lead to pneumonia and bronchiolitis. RSV can cause severe health risks in infants. A press release by BCPH recommends families with children showing cold-like symptoms keep them at home, even if they've tested negative for COVID-19. Parents should contact a healthcare professional if their child is having difficulty breathing, not drinking enough fluids, or experiencing worsening symptoms. For KGNU, I'm John Kellen.
Boulder County Sheriff's Office released the identity of a man who died in police custody at a Boulder County jail last week. Officials say 22-year-old Avery Borkovec apparently had a medical condition that caused him to lose consciousness in his cell as he spoke with deputies. Life-saving efforts began as Borkovec was taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. He was being held on charges of criminal possession of documents and illegal financial transaction devices. Authorities say foul play is not suspected in the death and circumstances are not considered suspicious. Officials will continue to investigate the incident. Today we are going to see cloudy conditions across the Front Range. In Denver, we're going to see a high of 70 and a low of 39 with a current temperature of 47 degrees. In Fort Collins, there's going to be a high of 64 and a low of 34 with a current temperature of 34 degrees. In Boulder, there's going to be a high of 65 and a low of 34 with a current temperature of 37 degrees. For KGNU, I am Luis Licon.